Welcome to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. It is Sunday, November the 5th, 2023. It is 8:43 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. So I was so blessed this morning to be awoken by loved ones, right? This portal is incredible. The energy is phenomenal. You have all seven soul rays completely activated, right? This whole year, the seven soul rays are all being activated. They're all being triggered. That's what this whole new era is all about. So you have the seven soul rays fully activated, right? With all this energy coming through every portal, every eclipse, every full moon, every single transit amplifies and triggers each of the seven soul rays in a different manner. This morning's energy was the white soul ray. It's almost like a silvery color, but it's bright. It's like a grayish. You might have been triggered to wear a lot of black and gray or certain days, or, you know, you'd wake up and just throw on black and gray. And then the next thing you know, you're holding a black lighter with silver, which would be black and gray, you know, things like that. You're going to notice that this energy is going to illuminate to you and within you everything that makes you divine. Now remember, a divine being is a diviner, one whose qualities are considered to have some special access or relationship to the divine, which are or go beyond the human capacities. Now, what does that mean? You have to look that up yourself. You have to recognize within your own life what is valid, what is embellished, and what is really genuinely real within you, right? Because everybody wants to embody certain qualities, certain things, certain aspects. Everybody looks to others, right? I remember when I first started going through my awakening, there were certain mediums I would look at and be like, wow, that's incredible. I cannot wait until I reach that level of my ascension. Meanwhile, I never even heard the word ascension or knew what the freak it was all about, because I was just at that beginning phase of, like, similar to when a rose starts to blossom. And usually your aura has already blossomed in that area of your life before you reach that physical part, right? Because things have to be set in motion somehow, some way, in order for the physical world to demonstrate, behave, and unfold in such a way. That's why when they say manifestation, right? I even found this reel, and I'll post it again today on all of my Instagrams. And it was this woman who calls out all the different names for all the different things. And no matter what we call it, we're not changing the fact that we acknowledge it, right? We just don't really know what it is. So I've been trying on this platform to explain to you just what it really is. But based on your vibration and your ability to comprehend the things that are being said, you'll interpret it your own way. Thus, we have multiple religions, right? Everybody has to understand, just like when you're trying to communicate with someone who speaks a different language to you in the physical world, there's going to be a language barrier. And based on your vibration, that's the way that you are able to comprehend and interpret the things that are being said. This is the same for energy. We receive messages, and based on your vibration, which is influenced by the individuals you surround yourself with, your vibration is only capable of comprehending what it's allowed to receive, right? Like the stars in the sky, they travel millions of miles just for us to see it. which means it could turn or blink or something could happen to it and we won't notice until X amount of years go by. Because that's how long it takes for it to travel to us, for us to see it, right? The sun is how many miles away, yet we can still feel its warmth. Okay, so back to this, a diviner. Seven soul rays, they've been activated all 2023, all seven major soul rays. And remember, some of us are born with a combination of all soul rays, whereas some of us are not. So a diviner is the soul ray that is fully activated right now. And one more time, if you Google or Wikipedia or whatever platform you prefer to use, what is a diviner? One whose qualities are considered to have some special access or relationship to the divine, which are 100% or less, or go beyond the human capacities. I'm sorry, but a human capacity means you have zero qualities, zero relationship internally, right? Doesn't mean externally. It just means internally on an energetic soul level. Not all souls are divine. Everybody keeps running to the DNA, and that's beautiful, because let me tell you, my sister did it, and I'm grateful for it because it just supports other physical things. But you keep forgetting, think of like a case, right? You can get all these cases and they can stretch to the shape. Think of like a key case. They come and they're round and you're like, oh, it's not going to fit my key. But then when you push it around the top of the key, it fits perfectly. It takes the shape of what you're filling it with, of what's consuming it. So your DNA is actually an imprint, just like a snowflake where nothing is exactly alike. There's always going to be some type of variation. Okay, moving on. You can have one diviner in an entire physical family and not one other family member be a diviner or capable of tapping into that level of energy. Doesn't mean on another life level that they were capable and doing way more. It just means in this life level, they're handling certain karmic energies, right? I did a channeling the other day because I was finishing off that crone phase transition type energy where you actually become one with your higher vibrational self in the conscious physical realm. Diviner. And I wanted my twin flame. I wanted the physical identity of my twin flame because I already came to terms that in this life, I'm never going to have a relationship with that twin flame. So I was like, okay, whoever my twin flame is in this physical world, in this physical life, in this incarnation, I want to see you, know who you are, and put this bitch to bed. And I know that that part of my life has to do with the hyacinth energy, the hyacinth goddess. Now, what I am explaining is while we may embody characteristics and karmic lessons, we're not comprehending why or what energy is behind it, right? So the goddess Hyacinth, who has their own repetitive, let me clarify this a little bit better, because I have to remember you guys only get 1% of the channelings and the awakenings and the experiences that I do. And when I do put certain things on a platform, I do forget that you're only getting what I'm giving and you're not fully experiencing everything that I get to on all the various days. And it might not always make sense to you, but at some point during some time, you're going to get triggered and you're going to recognize it within you, which is why I say the words I, me, my sister, my cousin, my friend, my coworker. It's not necessarily an exact person. It's just overall collective energy, okay? I have to keep saying that to you guys. And another thing that I need to make clear on is I comprehend soul contracts. I comprehend energetic imprints. I comprehend that every god ever in existence lived their life however they chose to live their life, because they were above rules. They were karmic order. Okay, so when they did whatever they chose to do within their karmic cycles, their imprints, the waves of energy that they set into motion with the actions and lack of actions is everything that we continuously see and go through. Now, 2023 is this activation of all gods, all diviners, all soul level energies. And the things you do and the things you don't do is going to be the new wave patterns that are going to go through this entire universe. And it's going to be the new karmic cycles that everybody after us have to endure, have to experience, have to live through. You know, when I did my twin flame channeling, I was trying to be nice because I understood that the energetic print that my twin flame was experiencing and has been living through does not make that person that goddess, that reincarnation. It makes that person pretty much stuck in that karmic cycle, right? Diviners are now that new wave. So the way that you go about things is going to influence the people who come before you, especially your children, your grandchildren, and your immediate kin after. But it also influences the others. Think about the story of Hyacinth. Hyacinth had negative low vibration qualities within themselves for certain parts of their lives. But then they also had their own identity in their own life. And they weren't strictly just the karmic. They were the karmic in certain aspects, meaning, you know, sibling rivalry, you know, having to choose between their lover and someone else. You know, and I keep thinking about childhood and growing up and experiencing similar in nature situations and handling them in a different manner, right? I had a person, actually, I'm going to skip that. So keeping it going, pay attention to your life. You're supposed to be studying up on goddess energies, learning the different gods, the stories of the gods, and you're supposed to be mirroring or reflecting, if possible, what areas of your life you've already experienced and lived through. And then you're supposed to push that energy out and put it to bed, because now you've healed, you've closed, you've broken those chains on a bigger level, right? We're not just talking about generational shit on your physical family. We're talking about energetic soul ties. We're talking about godly soul ties, which impacts the karmic cycles that everybody, regardless of your soul's identity, has to live through, right? You don't have to be divine to go through a god's or goddess's karmic energy. Think about residual energy. When you go into a house and somebody was brutally murdered and then you send a psychic in there or anybody who can tap into residual energy, they'll be like, oh my God, I can feel this inside. This is what they went through. This is residual energy. We need to clean this energy out of here. We need to release it. Well, that's what diviners are doing in this activation level of their soul's energy. They are healing all of that residual energy from the prior gods. They're breaking those generational curses, which is the karmic cycles that everybody goes through but doesn't know why. damn, I didn't even grow up with my father's family, but I act just like XYZ123. My God, I never got to meet my mother's family, but I embody and behave the same way as 90% of them, and I don't even know them. Or you ever walk up to someone and you know their kid, but you don't know their parent, or you know their parent, but you've never met their kids, and you cross paths with their kids, and you're like, oh, yep, that's so-and-so's kid. You can see it all over them. I don't know how many times I heard that when my daughter was in elementary school and she was dealing with some of my older teachers, you know, from my days, right? And they could see, oh yeah, that's so-and-so's kid. You radiate their energy. That energy is residual. That energy travels. It's a soul level contract type connection. So you're putting to bed all of that stuff that everybody has to live through, the various lessons of all these other gods, and the diviners are now radiating new patterns, new energies, which is why the number one lesson my grandmother, Mary B. Silver, kept screaming at me this morning was, do not allow somebody's behavior to change you. It's okay to close up and not blossom for periods of time. But the purpose of life is to be fully awakened, fully wide open, as blossomed as you could possibly be. So that way that soul's energy can radiate outwardly, right? Think of the lotus flower. That is exactly what your soul's energy pretty much does. That's the pattern. It literally will weave in and out of all those little tiny membranes, those things that look like veins in the petals. Those are like the veins within the body. And the soul, your life, you know, your life force, your ki, that life force, it literally radiates through all of that. Kind of like the sun, how the sun radiates outwardly and then there's soul rays and you could see all these things popping out of the sun. It almost looks like a, I don't know, you know what the sun looks like. That's exactly what your soul does when you are fully awakened, right? Your sun, your life force radiates outwardly like the sun from those lotus petals. It's fucking gorgeous. And you know who's awakened and who's not awakened. You're nobody's fool. And if you are somebody's fool, you got more inner work to do. But regardless, in 2027, all seven soul rays have been activated. Presently, we are focusing on that silvery, almost bright white light type energy. And that's that diviner energy that is going to continuously be radiating in all different directions. Word to the wise, stop the fuckery for those who like to dabble, because you are throwing, right? You've got people out there who are grabbing people's root chakra, crown chakra, and planting them in graveyard soil to kind of earth them and root them into lower vibrational energy to block their soul from ascending and awakening and blossoming the way that it was intended to be. Now, when you do dumb shit like that by like just sprinkling a little bit of soil around somebody's way, you don't know their soul. You don't know their soul's level. And even if you went to a reader and got a reading done on someone, what you have to remember, it's no different than the way that we can see those stars. It's no different than the amount of distance that the sun's rays have to travel for us to feel it. Those readers are getting their information. They're able to see things in the same distance. So if they're saying, oh my God, this bitch is about to awaken. Oh my God, this bitch has awoken. You better know that's miles and years apart. Okay? I just want to make sure you understand that. So when you're grabbing parts of that person, like their hair, you know, liquid from a cup, if they were drinking out of a cup and you took the last drops of their cup and you put it in with soil, you know, dumb shit like freezer and fridge work and putting a cow tongue with stitching and a photo, you know, dumb shit like that. That energy is going to, it's going to kind of like weave itself into your soul because you have to remember, think of like when you put a magnifying glass between grass and the sun's ray. So you've got somebody's soul rays coming through that energetic print, and it's going to destroy what's on the other side, right? So you're doing craft of any level of every kind to someone whose soul is on a higher vibrational pattern than you can comprehend. That energy is going to radiate right back at you. Uncontrollably, because of what kind of energy it is. And you and the energy around you is going to be what's the grass. You're going to get burned somehow, some way, depending on what and how you're projecting on such a powerful energy that is fully radiating. Now, this isn't for everyone, right? Which is why I typically keep my mouth shut. People like to look at me like some dumb bitch, some dumb minority who don't know shit. And when I do speak up or I do voice something, I'm a motherfucking problem. So I tend to just keep my mouth shut and just know when I do open my mouth, if it doesn't make sense to you at that given point or it triggers something within you at that given point, something else is going to come up and it's all going to make sense at a later time, right? Just to, you know, be nice. I trigger people without even knowing I trigger people because I'm protected from myself and I'm protected from other individuals, which means if you're projecting on me, I'm going to speak externally what is being thrown on me, especially when it is not in alignment with who I am and what I'm about. Because as fast as it's hitting me, I'm releasing it back to the sender to deal with. Or I'm releasing it into my own aura so that it can be transmuted. Because when you radiate at a certain vibration, you're like a walking selenite stick or a walking hematite or black tourmaline or a citrine or an amethyst, right? You're radiating certain energies. And you know the energy around your immediate aura, right? 6 feet from your fingertips in all directions, all the way around. It can transmute and destroy what you're sending through it, you know, pretty much. And if you are not on the level of being divine or a level of comprehending what that means to be a diviner, and you're an outside person, that makes you an outside person looking in. You're never going to comprehend what you're looking at unless somebody's breaking the things down to you, because whatever is reaching the physical realm is a third, less than a third of what is actually being dealt with or experiencing in the energetic realm, right? Like when I'm doing automatic writing, I'm only writing like literally less than a percent of everything that I'm actually receiving. Because not everything can be translated. Not everything can be put into physical words. And sometimes, you know, think about like, I don't know, what year was that? 2006 is when I got to see. Okay. So when you first enter your ascension, I'm talking to the people who are on this level of soul, right? When you are at the beginning of your ascension and you are experiencing, look at that, 23. You are experiencing your awakening process. If you are truly in the right energy, you will at some point ask, what does a soul look like? You know, and I got to see a living, in motion scene, right? Kind of like a tapestry. It was still, but it was like physically being there. It's a moment in time. It's an experience. A soul is not one thing. It's many different things going on at one time in one space. Okay? So when I stepped into my soul and when I got to see my soul, it was like a movie scene, but the characters weren't moving. You know, the waves of the water were still flickering, you know, the bird in the tree was still there. Things were still present. But nothing was moving, right? A soul is an experience. Just like a movie scene. What you do and how you interact within that space determines so many things. What external influences do impacts so many things. But what is supposed to happen, or the end of that movie, or the end of that scene, it's always going to be what it's supposed to be. Right? You know the start, you know the ending. Now let's make up all the bullshit in between. So one more time, those of you who are really going through and experiencing this energetic shift, people aren't always going to recognize that there is way more going on in your private life than there is in your physical world expressions and behaviors. You have been growing energetically just the same as you have been growing physically, and you comprehend the way that there's different layers in the different realms, right? Different dimensions, and how you can tie them all together so you can coexist in all ways possible. You would have noticed that at some point recent, you could have stepped into that energy. You would have stepped into that energy of, I've already proven everything to myself. I don't give a fuck who thinks what. I have nothing to prove to you, right? I don't owe you anything. And that group, that energy, that cycle, that's because you were given an energetic clarity. Some of you are going through this right now, or you're reliving it, or you are watching someone else go through it, or you are actually in it. You'll be seeing things that were painful, but the clarity is everything that you needed. It was everything that you needed to show you, for those of you who have passed this, because I feel like the group I'm talking to already passed all this. That was meant to put you in a position so you can understand that you deserve way better than what you were tolerating. And that doesn't have to be romance or employment. It's energetic exchanges in all areas of your life and in all ways that they were unfolding and forming. And if you relate to that, that pain is literally what you needed, right? That's that Phoenix Rising type shit. You know, when you experience pain, you need to recognize that pain as everything you needed to level the fuck up, right? To push you out of that comfort zone. Pain is clarity, if you allow it to be, right? Sometimes people will pass away, and then you'll find out just how irrelevant you were to them in their life. And that's going to be painful to you. And you're going to lash out, and you're going to blame everybody around you to justify why you were in that energy or in that emotion at that point of you feeling it. Who can I blame? Shit, I've done it too. And I've done it because people around me do it, right? Because I radiate everything around me. And then later on, it might feel like that clarity settles through. You know, sometimes I can't talk about anybody I actually know because I don't want to tie anybody's energy into this channeling. Let me make up a story. So that's another podcast episode. Either way, the energy that I'm talking to is the diviner energy. You're not bullshit crazy. Things are actually unfolding. Some point ago, I got channelings about wars and fuck shit going on and, you know, things to stay away from, things to prepare for. And I kept getting the same things. And there was this guy named JD Tarot, and I think he's now JD Entertainment. He got similar messages because he was like, you know, be prepared, you know, get a survival book, something that is not reliant on the internet so that way you can look things up, you know, gardening books, plant books, weed books, poison ivy books, things that can help you to determine what is what, because at some point we are going to go backwards, and that's going to be because we are not doing the things we need to do as a collective community. You know, what God gives, God will take. And just because my definition of God and your definition of God are not the same does not make me anything less or beneath you. And I'm talking to a specific group who thinks it's acceptable to do the things that you do, because it's not. And one thing I understood was, it don't even matter. JD Tarot, or JD Entertainment, he got a similar channeling of needing to have a bag. You know how some of you females have whole bags where there are bags and you keep like a toothbrush and all this shit in there so you can go spend the night. You don't have to pack a bag because you got that shit already waiting because you're expecting that shit. You need to have a survival bag just equivalent, because it's that vibrational energy that is already in motion. You know, there's individuals who know what I'm talking about, but like I got a channeling and I was like, don't do no fuck shit because summer solstice is here, and you know, this level of energy is going to either come out naturally or it's going to rip its way the fuck out by force. You know, kind of like a delivery of a child. It's either a vaginal birth or it's a cesarean. But one way or another, it's going to be birthed. And you guys did some fuck shit. And I think that was the first year that people organized a church or an outwardly, I don't know, it could have just been a coincidence, but who knows. But I kept saying, don't do no fuck shit around summer solstice because it's going to it's going to happen. And then we had, what was it? A major earthquake near Iran, right? And I kept talking about the earth plates shifting between Africa and, you know, that whole, where all the earth plates meet just below Iran, that whole area, Africa, all that, something was going to happen to the extent where it almost felt like God's land would be rising, right? And then that summer solstice, you guys did your fuck shit anyway, meaning you did your witchcraft, you did your graveyard magic, you were sprinkling your dirt, you were burning your candles, you were playing with water magic, you were playing with fire magic, air magic, earth magic, and you were actually using physical things to do manipulation, energy work. And then we had that big earthquake and it devastated so much over there. So much. And then I started getting the rest of those channelings that JD was also getting, where you better start really preparing. You better start really doing that work, owning your shit. Where you did wrong, you kind of have to fix that on an energetic pattern, because these gods don't fucking play around. And just because they're physically not present, they're energetic, their residual energy is around. We have been reliving it over and over and over again without even comprehending, because it's as above, so below what your surroundings genuinely really are. And what has happened now is we have broken and released that energy, that explosion that was going to happen naturally without any devastation, turned into something devastating because you guys kept pushing that negative energy out. And when, you know that saying, light always defeats the dark, you know, when you put on a flashlight, no matter how dark it is, you're going to illuminate that path, because no matter what happens, the light can always outdo the darkness. That's basically what happened. The fucking pimple got popped because they kept pushing that negativity around, and that shit had to force its way through. Now we're in this energy of, I'm going to oppress you by terrorizing your country, and I'm going to bomb you, and I'm going to missile attack you, and I'm going to invade you, and I'm going to kill innocent lives because I feel like that's how I'm going to get my point across. And this problem that we are experiencing with this is, you are awakening very powerful residual energy within diviners that what you have to understand is divine eyes, right? Divine eyes realize everything. Gods who have their descendants here or have real connections with real souls that are physically human beings on this planet, there, that connection is no different than, you know, your foot to the rest of your body. You know, if something falls on your toe and, or you stub your toe, that pain goes through your whole fucking body. You feel the whole thing, right? So when you're down here on a soul level, having a human experience, and you're seeing certain things, that information is no different than the ending of a nerve. It goes straight up to the motherfucking top. So when we say we are diviners and we say that, you know, they see through our eyes, we mean business. Everything you do to us is like doing to their toe. You know, when you harm us, they stub their toe and they're going to be like, what the fuck? And they're going to come down and they're going to look at their toe and they're going to check out the damage. They're going to see what's going on. Then they're going to monitor it, right? When you have to go to the doctor and they're like, oh, we're going to follow up in 6 months. Oh, okay, we came down, we saw, we handled, we walked away. We'll come back in 6 months and see what the fuck is going on. They're not joking or playing around. As above, so below. Everything you do down here, you do it for a reason. Please don't think you are independent from any god, because all gods influence us at all times, regardless of your pantheon, your original faith, your religion, or anything like that. Because gods don't look at us, oh, religion, oh, skin color, oh, faith. No. None of that exists for them. That's a you thing. That's a you need a title and a word and a name for fucking everything. That stuff's so irrelevant on a higher level. Completely. Completely. Nothing that God gives is limiting in any way. If anything, God wants you to wake the fuck up and see the God within yourself. To be so humble that there is no such thing as crime. There's no such thing as rape. There's no such thing as incest. There's no such thing as anything low vibrational and negative. That's what it means to be divine. You know, think about, so I tapped in 2017, 2018 into my ancestral lineage in ways that I was just starting to comprehend, right? I remember the first time I embodied or was influenced externally to, like, you know, I remember the first time Shango touched my head. That shit was so fucking scary. I threw all my shit in trash bags and put that shit in the trash. And I mean, like, crosses, everything, religion, everything went to the fucking trash. That's how powerful that energy was. And it was external to me. But I got my lesson from that individual. I learned how to heal. I learned how to do things in, like, scanning the physical body. I would go to the church that I was affiliated with at that point, and I would walk by somebody and be able to completely scan their body and not even try to. Oh my God, something's going to happen to your stomach. I can feel it. It's right here. I can see it in you. It's like a, think of the projector when you write on a paper and you overlap it. Well, that paper would now become overlapped over that person's body, and it would just jump out at me. Like, where the fuck is Waldo type shit. I loved those games. I would always find that motherfucker. It was like nothing for me. I'd flip through all them books. That's what it would be like. That's why when I know somebody's up for some fuck shit, regardless of what the people think around me, I know what the fuck I know, because I can see that. And 90% of the things that I can see, I don't ever repeat out loud. So the few things that I do say out loud, you better fucking know there's some significance. And I'll be nice about it. And people will be around me thinking that they got shit over me. But in all reality, I've been there and done that, seen that, experienced that way before you motherfuckers even came into existence. And I don't give a fuck how old you are. Existence meaning crossing paths with me. And others like me. And I'm going to say it. Because I know I'm not the only one that's on this vibration, because I've seen all the different parts of this planet where they're at. And that's no joke, some type X-Men shit. But I'm not fucking crazy. I don't need a motherfucking doctor. And I don't need to prove anything to anybody, right? Because we released ego. And there's nothing more dangerous than being someone who is high vibrational, fully awakened, and has no motherfucking ego. You're not shitting on me, honey. You're shitting on yourself. And it just shows you how low of a vibration you're at if you haven't seen that shit explode yet. Because just like the sun rays take a long time to come here and things could happen out there and it will take years for us to see the change, what you think you know is fucking years the fuck behind where the fuck I'm at on an energetic level. That's why when people say, oh, I know that person, bitch, you do not fucking know me. And that is not ego. I am the most down-to-earth, humbled person you will ever fucking meet. Right? Think about the past stories I've given to you guys. Take my kid all the way to the Strand so she can watch her brother perform on stage. She was his biggest fucking fan. Loved the shit out of her brother. I'm pretty sure she still does. And if he was still doing music, she'd be right up his ass, right there to support him 100% of the way, because that's who she is as an individual. And driving back from the concert, her brand new, just got it that day, jacket, fleece thing, she took right off her body and allowed me to wrap around somebody who was in a car accident on the side of the road, on the fucking ground, waiting for an ambulance. The most humble motherfucking person you will ever meet. Yet she crosses paths with individuals and their first reaction is, how can I fucking be better than this bitch? How can I make her unhappy? How can I radiate brighter than her? But that's her life to experience. And that's their karmic energy to experience. Not mine. But my daughter's already lived that life cycle, and I know that shit way before she knows that shit. So I already cleared all that shit for her. I already made right all those wrongs so that way all people in that dynamic can grow and change in the next parts of their lives, their adulthood. Their karma should have been clean. And it should have stayed clean. Because when you unconsciously do things and set things in motion as energy workers going through various blocks of energy, you're righting wrongs. And the parts that are physical are the low vibrational parts, which means they're not seeing the rest of the story. So people are going to misinterpret you all the fucking time. They're going to get you wrong all the fucking time. They're going to belittle you all the fucking time. And if you cannot already say, been there, done that, experienced that, I'm not talking to you. You're not here yet. But you will be. Right? So I got to experience other things too. And you have as well. But this part of the blossoming, this part of the ascension, this part of the growth, this part of transformation, you understand. Just like them other girls and guys who have them whole bags packed for months and days, and every week it's a different whole bag packed, or every other 2 days they need a different whole bag. You guys need to start having your survival bags packed, because we all are born with something called free will, regardless of what high vibrational or what we call God, and God being the root word for all gods and all goddesses. Right? We know that they can't stop our free will. That's something on a low vibrational state that we on this level should have never and will never fucking entertain. That's like, you know, grow the fuck up, right? We made mud pies as kids, but we're on a different level. We don't do that shit. So these gods, these goddesses, just like the nerve ending on your toe when you stub it, everything we see, everything that triggers us, everything that happens, they get to receive it. Now, the wars that are going on right now are no different than that stub toe. But because that's so low vibrational and they're so high vibrational, it takes some time for that energy to make it. And come 2027, when that fucking energy reaches them, and you guys think you were fucking justified in your bullshit ass actions with invading and bombing and stabbing and murdering and kidnapping and doing as you fucking feel like, giving motherfucking immigrants hysterectomies, you motherfucker. You have triggered and awakened various gods. And if you are so religious and you have pure fear of your maker, just imagine the fear that is going to rip through your body when that veil is completely gone in 2027. And you can call me crazy. You can say I'm delusional. Been there, done that. Took myself to the fucking doctor. Proved myself fucking sane as fuck. I don't care what anybody thinks about me. I know the channelings I get. Everyone has someone that is bigger than them. And that is not just on a physical level. Yeah, God is beautiful. All the stories that you guys read are no different than the different movies we have teaching the same plot line. It's the same storyline, just different places, different people, different relationships between the characters. You guys fell in love with one version, one movie, and I just happen to love the original with the original characters, the original names, the original souls. No remakes. And believe me, everyone who is triggered and being activated with this level energy right now, everything you're experiencing, everything you have experienced, is a stub toe feeling to the ancestors who are in the original motherfucking movie.